field here.
I'm going to talk today about, as you can see, smokeless tobacco advertising and promotion. And as Pam said, we've been using documents, many of the projects using documents, and so I'm going to use another form of industry documents. First, of course, I'm going to use magazine, direct mail, and magazine ads from our archives, Trinkets and Trash. Oh, I have to say the whole thing. They always tease me. I can't speak without saying this. www.trinketsandtrash.org. Also, the surveillance that we do of brand websites, which are not yet on the website, but we've been doing that. And in terms of industry documents, I'm going to be using published reports that, that UST has put out recently, their annual report or investor conference handouts, press releases, and also information from trade press and general news sources and the tobacco control literature. Whoops, let me go back. There you go. I think Adrian pretty much must have impressed you with the importance of moist snuff. So I'm going to talk about moist snuff today. $2.23 billion in sales. That's 85% of the smokeless tobacco sales. And the ad promotion expenditures, $210 million. Now, this pales to any of you who have heard what the tobacco, what the cigarette industry is. But it's still a bunch of money, I would argue, is somebody that has keeps looking for grant funds. This is a bunch of money. And it's 85% of the 2005's all-time high spending of advertising on smokeless tobacco. Today I'm going to talk about United States smokeless tobacco, which has recently been bought by Altria or is in the process of being purchased. But what's important about them, I wanted to focus on one group's advertising. They're the leading producer and marketer of moist snuff tobacco, and their products, Copenhagen and Skoal, are the big premium brands. They also make Red Seal and Husky. One of the reasons I thought it'd be fun to talk about UST is that, by the way, in the last maybe 10 or 15 years, they've changed their names from United States Tobacco to United States Smokeless Tobacco because they were afraid they were being tarred with the same brush as cigarettes, and they wanted to point out that they're not. And so they like to talk about their distinctly different position in the industry, and that until this recent situation of the marriage with Altria cigarettes, they were smokeless tobacco. So they, in 2004, they said their goal was to increase awareness and trial of moist smokeless tobacco by adult cigarette consumers. About a year later on their website, they said their vision was that in the future, adults will recognize their smoke-free products as the preferred way to experience tobacco satisfaction. So they were saying, I think they don't mind being a bridge, never mind being a bridge for smokers, but on the other hand, they were saying their real goal was to move them from cigarettes completely to smokeless products. And I'm sorry I don't credit them here, but this is from Convenience Store News. They had an article that I read, and they were talking about the importance of smokeless tobacco to convenience stores, which sell 80% of those that are sold in the country. But they were talking about the rise to smokeless tobacco sales, and so I thought this would be a good way to look at it. They're saying it's driven by new customers, including smokers that are looking for an alternative, and also by new products, new flavors, new varieties, new brands, and I would argue also new marketing themes and strategies. Let me just address the flavors. You've got a picture here of Berry Blend, which has apparently been pretty successful, which is a Skoal product. Maybe in 2000, Copenhagen came out with its first flavor, which was, I think, bourbon. They didn't want to go too far from what they really had. And until they introduced a new brand extension, they really weren't much into flavors. But Skoal loves them, loves them, loves them. So we have apple and berry blend and peach. And these things have all come out since 2000. And they do have some new flavors now on some of their new products. New varieties, I guess here what I'm going to talk about maybe are what they call pouch products. It's the Skoal Bandits and the larger pouches that they've been doing. And the new brands, we're going to look at some brand extensions that they've been doing. And then just some marketing themes and strategies. This is from USST's investor conference report from December of 2007, and they told their investors, we expect continued growth, and this is why. Increasing restrictions for smokers, they're looking for alternatives. Moist snuff is largely untapped as a solution, but it's a proven and sustainable solution to convert smokers to moist snuff, and they're going to continue to invest in doing this. So the point is, they really, in their report, are mainly focusing here on moving smokers. Here's a piece from their the handout showing all the evolution of USST portion packs, where they started with, let's just say, Good Luck first in 76, and then the Skull Bandits, or the little portion pack one that were most heavily promoted, moving through pouches for Copenhagen Skull, then these line extensions, the flavored pouches, and I'm going to show you their new and improved Bandits. And one of the things that I love about this is that in 2008 it's going to go farther, the line is, because they've come up with new things since December 2007, new portion ones. Looking at their press releases and other things, I noted that in 2006, USST decided to relaunch Skull Bandits, which is the starter product. That's the whole idea. This is where people will start. And they noted that it was increasingly popular. They're looking at the popularity of pouch products and with users and millions of smokers that are looking for a smoke-free alternative. So they came up with the new Bandits as a chance to zip up that market and make it more upscale. So they provide, they say it's a better alternative and it fits a variety of lifestyles. So here we're looking at, you can use it any time, and also maybe not just our traditional users. With Bandits, they talk about them being discreet. The bigger pouches are, they're not pushing discreet there, but they definitely market these as discreet. And in 2008, they're launching even more promotion of their larger pouches, and they say that's in response to demand from consumers. So here's the old Bandits from 1983, and then here's their revised new Bandits, which I tell you guys, they'll change the way you look at tobacco. It's refreshing and moist, and it's in a discreet pouch. They also have ads showing this is the center of a motorcycle, you know, where you've got the things here and you go. So they're doing it in more modern kind of things. Here's their bigger pouches, which is everything you dippers expect from a pinch now in a pouch. And I think you can see that they know that some of the people who don't consider themselves Bandits guys would really at times like a pouch. So they say there are times you want dip that's fast and easy, even if you'll never admit it. So here's one it is, and they always use the terms as opposed to discreet, fast and easy. But you can see they've got them in all the flavors, wintergreen, berry blend, peaches, apple, and then probably the regular one. And also I'd like you to look at the magazines that they're advertised in. It's not always, these are very typical ones we would expect to see smokeless tobacco ads in, with possibly the exception of Playboy, but they have advertised very heavily in Playboy. The big line, one of the line extensions is Cope. And I wanted to show you this because they were telling their investors why they needed Cope, and I'll show you Cope in a minute, but they're saying two reasons. They've got a quote here from someone who uses smokeless tobacco that's saying, I like what Copenhagen stands for, but I prefer a smoother, easier to use product. And they're saying that Copenhagen is not performing as well as they would hope within smokeless tobacco users, perhaps because of this. It's the toughest of the UST brands. It's the one that's been traditionally the hardest one. And the second reason is that Copenhagen under-indexes for new-to-category adult consumers. In other words, people moving from cigarettes are unlikely to go to or stay with Copenhagen. So they're saying, we're going to continue. We've got a new brand that we think will do this, and here it is. It's Cope. It's Copenhagen, but you know it's got the unique qualities of Copenhagen's tough guy thing. But it's more relaxed, contemporary, and the taste profile is more approachable. So this whole thing is it's not as hard as Copenhagen, and the lines that they have are It's smoother, but it's still way tougher than anything else. And I like this, the meanest, roughest, toughest smooth you'll ever meet. So it's making something smooth for guys who'd like to believe that they don't want something smooth and easy, and they're hoping to market them. These ads, I've still not seen ones with people in them. It always shows the product, and it's got flavors. But they're manly ones. It's smooth hickory and whiskey blend. You're not going to get the crisp, sweet taste of apples, which is what they did with Skoll. But so this is their new one. Skoll Edge. Skoll also has one. Their brand extension is this, Skoll Edge. And you can see it's going into the middle as well. It's got a tougher, this is a tougher Skoll. This is Cope. It's kinder, gentler Copenhagen. This is a tougher Skoll. And in reading press releases about it, it was interesting to me, apparently part of this is because one of the reasons that they've got this is, and they're advertising the wintergreen. Wintergreen is the biggest taste kind of thing in the smokeless tobacco field, but Skoll has only been getting 40% of the wintergreen market. So this is their way of going after wintergreen, as well as, I guess, toughening up Skoll. I mean, these guys, they don't look like the traditional smokeless tobacco guys, but they're pretty rough. You know, really, they don't. They've been playing some hard game. They ask for a bolder wintergreen, and who are we to say no? It's like we'd all be afraid to say no to those guys, right? Okay. But it's for those who favor a bolder taste. There are various marketing channels, and I don't want to go through all these, but the truth is these are all ones that they use in with UST uses, and this is from their annual or the handout to investors, and they're saying, well, we've got these great magazine ads, but we're also supporting these things in stores, on direct mail, and we're doing things online. So I'll show you a few examples of those. In general, this is just to show you the magazines that we've had in the Trinkets and Trash collection. So this is not all of the magazines, but I just wanted to show you that they advertise in some places that are, we would expect, like Field and Stream, Car and Driver, or Popular Mechanics has been something. But they also have advertised in some that we might consider unusual, like Esquire. You don't usually think of the Esquire guy as sitting down for a chew. But, you know, they do, and that's what they're trying to have happen. I will say that the Newsweek one, and those are from the time that they were trying to use the smoke-free air. I'll show you one of the ads that they used there. But in talking about marketing themes and strategies, I'll talk a little bit about new smokers. We have been, the idea of incenting use and also expanding the image of the smokeless tobacco user and using some relationship marketing. So I just want to show some examples. This is, you know, one of their problems is they got to show people how to use this product. So this is from 2005. This was their ad. Enjoying smokeless tobacco is easy. It's showing you how. And it ends with this. Which, of course, I always love to show because he doesn't look very comfortable or refined, but he's sticking the pouch into his mouth. So they have to figure out a way to show people because we don't see it in the movies. We don't see it sometimes in our homes. We don't know how to use it. Here's a direct mail piece in 2007. Down in the left-hand corner shows you how to use it, and it's got free cans. So this is for people, they're trying to get new people to use this, and with a free can is the way to incent that, and they also have to show you how to do it. This one also, they can tell whether you want Copenhagen or Skoll, or maybe get you to try both of them. Here's the one that was in Newsweek. When all the smoking areas were removed from the building, Phil knew his best option was to head straight for the solution. And they've stopped with some of these, so they have a new tactic now, I think, to try to go around those. Copenhagen is interesting because it has been the most identified with cowboys and country, and we all know that that's the rural image, as Adrian was saying, is important. I could have chosen the easy way to do things, but doing things the easy way never makes you the best. This is from a championship cowboy. Here are the new ones that I wanted to show you, and it's a whole series that is there. It's what's inside campaign. And you can see that on the left side are traditional images of the way we would expect Copenhagen advertising. And the others, they've extended them. They have some words. It's dependable, in the left-hand corner, legendary, in the bottom left-hand corner, unique, here with the motorcycle, and the guy in the middle, who's clearly not in a rural area, he's got character. So this is all going at the idea of the individual tough guy with principle. That is what they like to think that Copenhagen is, and the idea that it's what's inside, it's what's inside the package and it's what's inside the man. It's the character and this and that. So you can see they're extending it to like guys, but they're not in a rural setting. Kind of thing. The firemen, clearly, I'm from a little town, I'm telling you, our fire department is wearing clothes from, the shoe store that they were working in right before the whistle blew. So these are urban. Relationship marketing, Skoll has started the brotherhood, and what's important, I think, here is just to look at the idea that there's always been a brotherhood of dippers, but now we're making it official. This is a relationship marketing thing. It's like us against them. What are we like? These ads, I know, are hard to see, but I will say one of them is a guy, the guy's at the gas station. One of them is riding a motorcycle with a tough guy look, and another one is Lance Armstrong with a bicycle. And the point is, what's good about Skoll, about life? It's all the different types. And what's good about the people you meet that are Skoll people like you? That's what I'm talking about. So the idea is we come in all different types, but we are united in this brotherhood. The other example of relationship marketing is this showing that you're listening to people. This is a direct mail piece where they say, you've been asking for these straight passes, and we heard you. You wanted this. We're giving it to you. So it's us to you. Playboy, I need to go fast. I just want to show you they've got, Skoll has a deal going with Playboy. So in January of this year, you can all, when your Playboy comes in the mail, you will find the Skoll section. Here's their website. There's a typical construction worker there in the middle. This is things you get a vote for. You can vote for the model. You can vote for the celebrity interview. I'm for Walt Garrison, frankly, because I don't know who the other two are. Walt Garrison was their spokesman back in the 70s, I think. And also you can put in jokes and you might vote for that. So you can really be involved. And this is a consumer involvement idea. You can also come up with art using your Skoll cans, pile them up in a pyramid or write a word with them and send that in, get that in. Copenhagen had this where you could design a motorcycle, the chop shop. This one I love. Copenhagen has a bike riding game. I'm, by the way, listed, I think, as one of the lowest achieving people that have ever used this. But you can, if you do well, you can be a champ. I just wanted to talk about barriers and challenges for growth in the long term, and you can see what they're working on. Smokers lack experience. There's the ick factor, negative perceptions of the whole idea. The image of it is rural. The image of it is male only. And the lack of a ritual, similar to that for cigarette smoking. And those are all issues I think they're going to be looking at. Snus, you saw earlier. I do wanted to show you, I wanted to move into RJR because I don't know whether you've seen at this meeting the new Camel dissolvables, the things that they're going to be marketing. I think two of them will begin in January and another one later in the year. These are some of their new versions, and you can see what they are. The orbs are these little pill-like things. They're kind of an attractive color. The sticks are bendable. They smell like chocolate. Tastes a little like licorice, although I understand that RJR says that it's never smelled like chocolate to them, but it does to me. And the dissolvable ones, which are like the Listerine kinds of things, but they're opaque. You can't see through them, so they look sort of... So these are the new things that are coming down the line. I think the discussions have already started about what in tobacco control, what we think about these. This is just a little more information on that, on them, and the different flavors that they're going to have them in. You notice it's mellow or fresh mint, and they say, well, we can't, our agreement with the is that we can't use flavor terms, so we're going to these other kind. But I just wanted to show you those because I thought they were interesting. I was excited to be able to see them, and hope you will be. And I just wanted to thank you, and I think it's going to be something that will be interesting to watch, what the kind of marketing is, and they're going to be moving more and more toward the new marketing ways and more attention to smokers. Thank you.